in the 60s. He's now running clinical trials using pure pharmaceutical grade MMDA imported from Switzerland with his clients who have trauma. I don't totally support it, but anyways, he's a very interesting guy. And he's going to be having a creative conversation about My Melancholy Baby, so that popular song sung by Ella Fitzgerald and others. Maybe it's going to be like a beat thing. Further on the theme of melancholy is the musical act Hello Blue Roses. So that's a charming duo of Dan Behar from Destroyer and his long-term girlfriend, artist, and curator Sydney Vermont. So Vanessa Kwan says about Hello Blue Roses, if aesthetics could be feelings, and feelings could be intellect, and intellect could be sensation, then that is what listening to Hello Blue Roses is like. So maybe so. So I want to play their song Shadows, but I'm out of time, so I have to say goodbye. And so I just wanted to say thanks for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Sarah Lapsley. Please tune in again next Wednesday at 5 for the Arts Report. And here is Shadow Falls by Hello Blue Roses. And good night.
All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you so much, Val, for helping me in the land of the obvious here. We are good. We're good. I'm just having some wrongness going on.
All right. We're good. We're good.
All right. There were like three sets of headphones sitting around. And I don't know why, but for some reason I put the one set of headphones on and it was like blaring, and then it was Serenity Now. That's all. It's all good, folks. It's all good. Okay, I'm going to not project my anxiety and freakiness on you all. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. All right, we just heard my current favorite band. That would be Lady Hawk. I'm a massive, massive Lady Hawk fan. So this latest album, it is called No Can Do, and we just heard the title track from it. These guys are local. They are a four-piece. They are boys. And they're originally from, well, their roots are from Kelowna. And I believe they formed the band, however, in Vancouver, if that makes sense. They've been around since, I think their first album was released in 06. Then their second was 08. That was called Shots. And then the first was self-titled. And now we have this new one. And the first two were actually put out on Jag Jaguar, which is a label out of Indiana, if I'm not mistaken. And this one is on a label called Triple Crown Audio Recordings of Canada. And actually, I'm loving this song so much that maybe I should play another song. Shall I play it now or shall I play it later? Maybe I'll like sort of switch it up a bit. So to give you a little heads up as to how I'm doing. I'm doing well. I'm okay. I had a lovely faw dinner. I was like very starving at the end of my work day. And I got to tell you, if you want some good, it's not faw. It's not pho, people. I mean, if you're Vietnamese, you should know. So it's not pho, nor is it pho, but it's pho. I can never say it correctly. I tried pretending like I could sort of speak Vietnamese. And I'd be like, I like the pho, you know, well done beef. And they'd look at me like, what? And I'm like, okay. The number six, please. Number six. So I'm starting to revert to numbers because I'm not fooling them. They're just not working. Okay. Anyways, so this show here is all about Canadian indie rock. And let's move on. Let's hear. Now, this is interesting. I'm excited. There is a new release put out by Mint Records. It's called Team Mint 20. Yes. And it is, it's got 20 songs on it. And I'm just guessing from the name, it's like 20 years of Mint. That probably makes sense. And bands such as going back to Cub and then Mao. Who else is on here? The Smugglers. Now, Volumizer. I really like that band, Volumizer. Volumizer features members of, that Victoria band, the girl band. Oh, good Lord. Why is my brain stopping? My brain has frozen. Normally, I could tell you. My goodness. Oh, you know, that scrappy little punk rock girl band from the late 70s. The Dish Rags, of course. The Dish Rags. Yeah, it came to me. Volumizer has like one or two members of them. And members of... Oh God, I want to say there's also a member from the Pointed Sticks maybe in that band. I was in a band years ago and we played with Volumizer like at the Piccadilly. And that was a very good show. So you know what? I'm going to play us some Volumizer right now. But anyways, you should get your hands on this... compilation because it's really good. There's also Vancouver, other bands that I quite enjoy, the Organ. All right. And of course there's the Evaporators. Who doesn't enjoy the Evaporators? All right. Speaking of the Evaporators, they kind of remind me vaguely, just vaguely, borderline, of Weird Al Yankovic. I've been on a Weird Al Yankovic kick, and he's coming to town, by the way. Now this show here focuses on Canadian music, so Weird Al doesn't count, but he's coming in April, by the way. So I think to the Red Robinson Show Theater, which is out in Coquitlam. I think it's just off the highway. And I think it's at the casino. So I'm kind of excited. It could be fun. Doubly fun. Weird Al and gambling, you know, kind of goes hand in hand. So I'm thinking maybe I'll talk the husband into spending like $70. I swear it's like $70 a ticket. So I don't know. Anyways, okay, let's move on. Let's listen to some Volumizer. All right. This is the song. What do we got here? Oh, I Promise You, Thomas, from the new compilation from Mint called Team Mint 20. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Except this actually isn't, the organ, is it? Or sorry, Volumizer. I believe this is the Pack 80. This is the Pack 80, folks. So let's listen to them anyways. It's all good. And then we're going to move on to a little Volumizer after that. We're good.
Natalie McMaster, April 2nd, when her familiar sound of the East Coast fills every corner of North Vancouver's Centennial Theatre. Don't miss Natalie McMaster live. For tickets, call 604-984-4484 or visit centennialtheatre.com. Tickets are now on sale.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Station tours start at noon, and we are located on the second floor of the sub.
The wind blew some luck in my direction. I caught it in my hands today. I finally made a tricky French connection.
Awesome. All right. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm giggling because Val is here. My lovely friend Val, she does the show after mine, if you were not unaware. Her show is called Folk Oasis, and it starts at 8. So keep tuning in, folks. 8 till 10. But anyways, so she's here. And I'm not going to mention the name of the band. I'm not going to say a word. But she did get a CD in the mail, which is just breathtakingly the graphic, the artwork is so cheesy, it's awesome. I'm not gonna say anything because I'm not If you could see it is all I'm going to say. But anyways, but you can't, so I'm going to stop talking. Anyways, my name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. Anyways, we listen to Canadian music, and we heard the band just now, Mode Moderne, and I really like them. I really do, and they have an album out. Well, I think it's an EP. How many songs? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 songs. Henceforth, it is, yes, an EP. I believe 8 songs makes a long playing. Yes, it does, folks. That's what I've been taught. 8 songs. Anyways, so Mode Moderne, we heard the title track from their EP, Strange Bruises. These guys are local, yes, and they're just so awesome. I'll tell you who's in the band. We've got Felix Fung, Sean Gilhooley, Clinton Lofkrantz, Philip Intile, and we've got Rebecca Lawgray. Yes, lovely. All right, and then before that, we heard something from the band Volumizer, who I'm sure is now defunct, but they did put out an album back in at the sort of the turn of the century. Doesn't that sound funny, turn of the century? Called, what was it called there? Gaga for Gigi. That was what it was called. And that song, I Promise You Thomas, that I just played, you can find, as well as the song prior to that, from the Pack AD, Sirens, that was the name of their song, on a new compilation put out by Mint called Team Mint 20. There you go, folks. Team Mint 20, good times. All right, now, let's continue on our musical, I don't know, voyage? I don't know. So what should we listen to next? How about a little AC Newman? So that would be Carl Newman. He has a new album out, and it is called Shut Down the Streets. And as you may or may not know, he is living in Woodstock, New York, so upstate New York. He's married, and he has a kid. I was reading an article about him someplace in some sort of publication, and he was talking about being a father, and I was kind of laughing because now I've been a mom for, you know, 7 years, going on 7.5 years, and I'm kind of like, I've been there, my friend. I get it. It's not easy, and I have two kids. It's not easy, but, you know, I like to think that we, meaning my husband and myself, have gotten through the hardest times. Teenagehood hasn't really hit yet. And I happen to be a high school teacher, and I deal with those kids all day. What have I gotten myself into? I'm a little concerned. All right. So this is my, this right here is my respite. This is my safety zone. This is my me time, my Anita B hour and a half to myself. All right, let's stop talking about me. Let's find out about AC Newman. So new album is called Shut Down the Streets. 10 songs, and let's see what we want to hear. I'll tell you some of the names. We've got Hostages. Maybe that's in reference to having a child. Could be. Yeah. Let's see. You Could Get Lost Out Here. Okay. How about, we'll hear Encyclopedia of Classic Takedowns. That sounds good to me. That is what we shall be listening to here on CITR. 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Are we judged here by the things we say? Or is it just the noise we make? Long before you were a patent pending, there was a time you were the artist. Looking for some new venues you could have grown.
love you.
All right, folks, looks like we're having some problems with that. Let me just tell you, though, that that right there is Dirty Beaches. And we heard the song Lord Knows Best until it kind of cut out. And that is from his album released a couple years ago called Badlands. Now, this guy is an interesting character. His name is Alex Zhang Hung Tai. He's originally from Taiwan, so Taipei, and he lived in Hawaii. This is interesting. Hawaii from the age of 14 to 24, if I'm not mistaken. And then he moved from Hawaii to Canada. So he has lived in Vancouver. I used to think he was from Vancouver. Now, he has lived in our city, which is interesting. But he's also lived in New York, Toronto, Honolulu, of course, San Francisco, and since 05, he's been located, he's been living in Montreal. So there you go. So he's a Montreal guy, and he's just so cool. He's just like an uber cool kind of dude. And there you go. That was Dirty Beaches. Now let's see if things have fixed themselves here. No, we're having a meltdown in that category. So I apologize for that. Oh, let me write this down before I forget. Dirty Beaches. Okay. But let's move on. I don't have anything else immediately ready. I mean, I do. I can put something on. I was going to play something else, like a little, public service announcement. But I won't be doing that now. So let's move on over to some incredibly catchy music from Metric. I love Metric. Speaking of bands living all over the place. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't looked up their latest locale. Metric, they're originally from Toronto. I know they spent time in New York, I believe Brooklyn, and I don't know exactly where they are now. So I don't, but I'm thinking Canada. My show's Canadian. This is CanCon. So, and I'll look it up. I'll do a little homework and I'll get back to you all. But this album is awesome. It's called Synthetica. And of course, Emily Haynes is the lead singer of Metric. And we're going to hear this song. I'll tell you the songs that are awesome. Lost Kitten is very good. But let's hear something else. I always play that song. Let's play Youth Without Youth. This is the second song. And there you go. This is CITR. I'm your host of Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is Anita B. And yeah, again, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Place. Hey there.
My name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Thank you.
my life. I wake up in the morning, I sleep, I shit breakfast with the Browns. So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I'm talking to you, red
sound. Knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit
breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, Brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds lift, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville.
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
If I go veil in my mind, I could turn to reality. I would leave you behind, put you far away from me. Mind, I could see my mortality. I could see it stare back at me. I could see him point. There's a moment's clarity.
saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the gutter kitchen sang. Ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba, ba ba da ba. Just as a point of departure, could this veil grow wings and fly? But the truth that I harbor has no veil to make you cry. What a shame, there is no cure for a fear of things that die, for the need to tell a lie, for a dryness in the eye. Today I saw an apple in my head, and there was blood on my hands. Well, everything was fire engine red, and all the black guards they sang.
I just love the Deadly Snakes. That is who we just heard. Ah, they are just awesome. And they were awesome. They no longer exist. But of course, everything in the, you know, anything that's recorded is permanent, right, folks? So if you think of it like that, music lives on forever, right? How corny was that that I just said? Okay, the Deadly Snakes, as I mentioned, they're from Toronto. And they were formed way back in 96. And there were a lot of members of the band. So I was in a band many moons ago, and we actually played a show with the Deadly Snakes. I don't know how that happened, but we really lucked out. And we played with them in Toronto, and they just blew me away completely. Like, I just realized that is what good music is. And especially their live show was just like, it was holy. It was like a religious experience. And they had horns. They had, God, they had different types of instruments. And anyways, I was going to say that this album that we heard, Gorvail, that song Gorvail from, was called Porcella. And that was their last album, released back in 2005. And the lead singer, his name is Andre Ethier, I guess Ethier, E-T-H-I-E-R. And he actually is a visual artist. So he's a painter, and his work has been exhibited all over the world. So that's kind of cool. And there was a band that was formed off of, like, a sort of spin-off band of the Deadly Snakes called Quest for Fire. And I heard not long ago that they broke up. Now, I used to play Quest for Fire, and I haven't played them in a while. Maybe I should play them. I should look them up. And they're a really cool band. Quest for Fire were sort of psychedelic, I guess, and nonetheless very good. And I miss the Deadly Snakes. I really do. Now, apparently that song, Gore Vale, was about suicide. Yes. Anyways, on to, I suppose, less less depressing things. Let's find out who else we listen to. The Modernettes. That was a band out of Vancouver from the late 70s. And we heard kind of their big hit there, Barbara. And we also heard the Dishrags from the same era from with the song, I Don't Love You. Now, both of those songs you can find on a killer compilation. It's a double CD called Vancouver Independent Music. And that was released back in, I think, 91 on Zulu Records. And it chronicled music from like the late 70s up until 87, I think. That's sort of the time frame on that set. So you should get it if you don't have it. Now, before that, we heard something from the Montreal band, Tricky Woo. The song was Making Time, and that song is from another compilation called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 1. That's how I have the song now. I'm sure it's on another thing of theirs, but there you go. Okay, so what do we have now? Let's see, folks. What do I have ready for us? I'm looking around, and I'm like, I guess I have some more music. How about we listen to some Japan Droids? This is how I work. My life is so sort of boxed in, and I have no time to even, what's the word called? I guess free, like everything is just, planned. And so what I do when I come to my show is I basically take a whole bunch of CDs out, or, you know, MP3s or whatever, and I just kind of have them all over the desk here. And I just kind of, I know I have music to play, and then I just kind of look at it and go, oh, that's it. I'm going to play some Japan Droids right now. Like, a lot of people are way more organized when they do their show, and I'm impressed with their style. And I've seen some DJs come in, and they have, like, a list, and it's very, like, very well organized and planned out. And I just know what music I like, and I just know as long as I'm surrounded by it, whatever hits my, you know, strikes my fancy at the time, I'll play. So that's me. Do I recommend that style? Not necessarily. But anyways, let's listen to the Japan Droids. I love these guys. They are a two-piece, and the name of the album is called Celebration Rock. And the song I love the most off this album is Continuous Thunder. It's such a great song. It's the last song from this 8-song album. Now, a little bit of trivia I uncovered about these guys is that I do believe it was the guitar player. Now, I might be wrong. So let me just say, one of the two guys actually has a degree in geology, which I find fascinating since I teach earth science, basically. Well, it's geography 12, which is basically geology. And I think he works in the field somehow. He works with rocks. So therefore, I wonder if the name of this album, Celebration Rock, is a double entendre. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it. I probably am. But anyways, he rocks. All right, so let's hear my favorite song. Let's listen to Continuous Thunder. Now, let me tell you who's in the band. How about I do that? Let's give these guys some props because they rock. So the members of the Japan Droids are... I should know this now, shouldn't I? Let me pull out my insert for the CD. Celebration Rock. Oh, God. Why can't I find their names anywhere? Okay, I'll say this much. I'll give you some more information, though. I will say that this album was recorded and mixed by Jesse Gander at The Hive, which is very cool. Now, The Hive is a recording studio in Burnaby, and there's Jesse and there's Colin who are there. Now, I think they might still be there. This was back when I knew them. I was actually in a band that was recorded at The Hive. And Jesse's a very cool guy, and he did an awesome job on this. So, now why is their names not in here? Fellas, give yourself some credit here. Oh, well, anyways, this song is here. So let me play it. I'm going to stop talking, and I'm going to tell you this much. This show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian rock is played, and it's not always rock. Actually, let me come back maybe with some hip-hop, Canadian hip-hop, yes. Maybe a little Maestro Fresh West. He's actually in one of my favorite Canadian shows called Mr. D. He plays a teacher. And then Jonathan Torrens, you know that guy from the Trailer Park Boys? Yeah, he was, what's his name, J-Rock. J-Rock is also on Mr. D. So maybe I'll scrounge up some music from Hip Club Groove. All right, kicking it old school back to Halifax. But anyways, until then, let's listen to the Japandroids on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thunder. UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Slipping on my expertise. You must be tripping if you think that I can always please. The error of my ways is when I trapped outside. I wanted to see my side. But we're all alone. I wanna feel I'm not out back. Needed to take my side. So easier last time. Fucking easier last time. I want it easier this time.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Yo. Yo, it's corrupt where I'm from. Edmonton, tough. The streets can speak about the heads with drums rough. City life will leave you red with blood. Punch holes in the walls, then they fed the thugs lunch. After they rocked the party in a literal sense. Sedimentary propensity, they hit the kid in the lip. Shit, you could be on White Ave having the time of your life. Or then you get your arm broken by a random cab driver as Katie. The nightlife is mad crazy when a drunk charges to your car. He was trying to play me, but I didn't let him. We peeled off quick, then we parked at IGA to break the seals off the lid. Don't generalize, you must think and wonder why I drink 40s and memorize bus link numbers. Well, I don't have a license, but I'm trying to gain prominence because I'm living in a house with a fridge full of condiments. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back. So I'm drunk at the Funky Pickle. Nothing difficult, came out with just napkins. It was something pitiful. Currently unemployed, but I depend on my friends to contend with my impending impulse to spend. So I let Jan cover my pictures at the Strat till I get a little bit rich from this rap. But I digress, these cherries in the rear view. RCMP, check for drunks on a steer through. Yeah, I take the 7 off 82nd to get to Jasper so I can hit New City with the Electro Clashers. And Dub Thursdays, it's a boy I spit wordplay to chicks. Someone see you like the birthday in the worst way. See me at victory, don't ask to see the skill. I'm sick of fanboys, more obnoxious than Peter Hill, more robotic than Bill Smith. I come with the ill shit, still good, more dangerous than Millwood. See me on wanna build, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back. I need to listen like records, y'all ought to get dismissed. On the wake up, I tend to politic with Chris. Don't stick your nose up just cause the sick flows up. Like if you go to a show, you might see Nick Koza. Like if I'm on the mic, you better get froze up, cause I cut aluminum like a bus station smoker. Anyway, we tend to black dog on our Tuesdays. It's true when you just talk, don't give a fuck what you say. Better lay low if connected to lame bros. I might hit you with a Stella bottle of Halo. Ugly chicks in the armory, talk sweet alcohol. Girl, I don't wanna be seen in you like cowboys. And I don't rap for free, not one dirty rhyme. And this will go downtown like the 135. Lampin' real pretty, don't care what rapping can get me. I'm just letting y'all know I'm from Champion City. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back to Oliver Square. See me on the bill, better follow me there. I solemnly swear I'll make it back. No words to the West End. Ask any one of my best friends. You know what it is.
Alrighty, folks, that right there, it was some Cadence Weapon. I just love Cadence Weapon. We heard the song Oliver Square. Now, these guys are out of Edmonton. Now, I heard a rumor. Well, not a rumor. I guess all I have to do is look it up. But I think they may not be living in Edmonton anymore. So, but they are out of Edmonton, if that makes sense. Anyways, we heard the song Oliver Square from the album Breaking Kayfabe. Kayfabe. Breaking Kayfabe. All right. And before that, we heard some old school Eric's Trip. The song was called So Easy or Last Time from, it's actually from a compilation I have called More of Our Stupid Noise, which is awesome. This is a really good compilation. It's put out by Squirk on Records. And from that same compilation, we heard something from Hip Club Groove. Now, Hip Club Groove, we heard their song 16 Jabs, by the way. Let me explain something about these guys. Now, this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So Sam Squanch is a, well, it's a Sasquatch, and it's what Bubbles on the show, the Trailer Park Boys, refers. That's how he refers to a Sasquatch, as a Sam Squanch. So, I mean, like, we're talking, like, old, old references, because I think probably, like, I mean, you know, the Trailer Park Boys, I think, have been going since, like, the late 90s, possibly, like, 99 or something. And I think they're way over, like, no longer are they making any episodes at all. But, so back to Trailer Park Boys. Do you remember Corey and Trevor? How can you not? Okay, so there's Corey and Trevor. And Corey was the black guy with the braids. And, oh boy. Now Corey, I just laugh when I think of those idiots. So Corey is in this band. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Hip Club Groove features Corey. Yeah, isn't that wacky? And then the other guy, Trevor, his real name is Michael Jackson. Isn't that funny? That's even just as funny. And Michael Jackson, now this here is more 6 degrees of whatever, is my friend Amy. So her and I were in a band together. And now she lives back in her home province of Nova Scotia. She's been there now for, God, what, 6 years? So she told me that, I think she said Michael Jackson, who's from Halifax region. She knew him. She knew Michael Jackson, and he was a roommate, I think, of her friends. So it's like everybody knows everybody, you know? And yeah, I miss the Trailer Park Boys. I should really have a nostalgic evening of Trailer Park Boys. Yes. Anyways. Okay. Now let's move on. Let's hear some more Canadian music. But before I do, let me tell you who I am. I'm Anita B, and I only have about 10 minutes or so until the show is over. And this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is only on every second Wednesday, just so that you know. And it runs from 6:30 until 8. And that's the deal. I think that's all you need to know. My name is Anita B. Did I say that? Maybe I did. I don't know. Okay. Let's hear something from Carolyn Mark. We haven't heard from her in a while. Meaning I'm sure she's been doing her stuff, but what I'm saying is I haven't played her in a while, and I love Carolyn Mark. She's a lovely, lovely, funny, beyond funny gal. She's so funny. She's truly Now, it's funny because, well, it's, speaking of funny, it is funny because she's from Vancouver Island, and I knew her through, well, the whole band scene. And she had a friend who was so funny. And I was having a conversation with her friend at some party. And I'm trying to remember what her friend's name was now. Ooh, I forget. But anyways, they kind of looked alike, her and Carolyn Mark. And I said to her, I go, you're so funny. I go, are you a comedian? And she goes, yes, actually, I am. I'm a stand-up comedian. And she was. And she, I don't think she was messing with me. I don't think. And I was like, you're just so crazy funny. And but apparently she was. And what are the odds of me actually saying, are you a comedian? Because you're, I don't know. I just find that interesting. All right. Anyways, back to Carolyn Mark. Okay. So she has a new album out. It's called The Queen of Vancouver Island. And this is another release of hers on Mint Records. And let's just see what we have here. Now, I haven't heard anything from this. So let's... Now, her lyrics are very clever. Incredibly clever. And let's hear... The Cereal is the Prize. Let's hear that song. So there's 12 songs on this new album. And let's listen to The Cereal is the Prize. And there you go, folks. I think that might be it. I think I might be bidding you all adieu. Because Val's up in like 7.5 or so minutes. All right. So rock on, Vancouver. And until we meet again, well, I don't know. Keep up the rock. Alrighty. This is Carolyn Mark. The station is CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I dialed your number and another woman answered. She said the customer you're trying to reach is unavailable. I said, no shit, sister. It's kind of part of the attraction. Cause if you got what you wanted, well, you have to pick something new. I'm like the dog with the bone. Sees a reflection of the dog with the bone in the water and then loses both the real bone and the wishbone, ending up alone. I'm a stupid monkey with a retarded heart. An optimistic cynic never noticing a pattern, how it comes together only to fall apart. Like an evil wizard cast a spell on me. I'm like the monkey in the lab with the boxes and bananas, reaching for another even though I know better, hoping this time's not like last time, keeping my fingers crossed. Tomorrow, I'll sit down and write the third verse, and it'll sell a million copies, and I'll buy a house with insulation and a lot less vermin. Oh, there I go again, pretending I'm someone else, someone who doesn't get embarrassed when caught chasing dangled parents. If Coyote caught Roadrunner, well, there wouldn't be a show. So fuck the real bone and the wishbone. The cereal is the prize. Yeah, fuck the real bone and the wishbone. The cereal is the prize. Surprise.
Through, you know we're through. take the couch. Yeah, take the lamp. You took my life. I'll keep my heart. I will be angry. Angrier than you. Cause it's so much better when you're gone. Take the lamp. You took my life. I'll keep my heart. I will be happy. Happier than you. It's so much better when you're gone. Cause it's so much better when you're gone. Yeah, it's so.
Last night I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could, the only place that could possibly help me.